open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Such a fun and exciting day here in Berea. It is, of course, the start of free agency. And the Browns, well, reportedly making moves. I say reportedly because, like the rest of us, I'm seeing multiple media reports. And yes, I'm part of this group that would produce content to the effect of moves that the team is making. But one story I have not been able to at least post, or a column that I have not been able to post on ClevelandBrowns.com and not able to say here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is that it's a fact that Paul Kruger has been signed by the Browns, because I don't have that yet. The team has not confirmed that yet, and like everyone else, I need to get that confirmation. It hasn't come. I'm sitting here as much on pins and needles as everyone else. I don't know if it's pins and needles, but I'm anxiously awaiting what I believe will be inevitable. I feel good that this will, in fact, happen. And as I say, the other sources who are able to get their information from different places than mine, being the institution, we get ours from the office where the actual work of making these agreements is done, where Joe Banner sits, the chief executive officer of the Browns, Michael Lombardi, the general manager. But I'm feeling good and feeling confident that Paul Kruger is going to be a Brown, and I'm going to operate that way throughout this show unless I'm told differently. And, you know, the studio door is not locked, so at any point any other club official could walk in and tell me one thing or the other. One thing I'm waiting for is that thumbs-up sign that will say that the deal is, in fact, official. But we know that that's what the reports say. We also know that reports have other things going on around the league, that the Ravens, not only losing Paul Kruger, but Danelle Ellerbe, another linebacker, two key linebackers from their defense, and making a trade that sends Anquan Boldin, wide receiver, to the San Francisco 49ers. Wow, that's three key pieces from a Super Bowl championship team out the door, but one of those pieces looks like it will be landing right here with the Browns, a huge difference-making player addition to this team, and we're going to talk about that at length tonight. I'm going to have with me in a little bit Stan White, who works for the Baltimore Ravens Radio Network. Of course, he was a former Ohio State standout, played for the Colts in the NFL. Stan White obviously knows Paul Kruger quite well, the player, the person, and can give us a lot of insight into what the Browns would be getting when, in fact, this deal is completed officially. And Bernie Kosar will join us as well. We'll hear from the quarterback. He's a regular on the show, as you know, but we want to get his insights and perspective on this move and on other things that are just happening around this division. There's a sea change going on in the AFC North. The Ravens are getting weaker more quickly than I guess other teams around the league are, but that's what happens. Ellerbe, by the way, reportedly joining or agreeing to terms with the Miami Dolphins. Tom Withers from the Associated Press covers the Browns. We're going to hear from Tom, his thoughts on this whole move with Paul Kruger, and again, just getting his thoughts in general about what's happening in free agency. And the reports, it's a fun day. I mean, you just, social media, it's meant for social media. It's Twitter blows up. I get all carried away here. Twitter blows up with stuff like Josh Cripps, perhaps ending up with the Arizona Cardinals. That's a story that's been out there, and that one wouldn't surprise me to see him leave the Browns. I've been fully expecting Josh to go his separate ways from this team. I know that's not happy news to fans. I know they want to hear that he's aboard and still would be part of this team, a very popular player, but not much in the way of usage by him beyond a return guy and an aging one at that. Not a big role in the offense. I've heard people pleading to have him be a switch to quarterback, switch to cornerback, you know, move around, do the things quarterback, the position he played in college, and do the help, you know, provide the help to the defense and do all the things a versatile player like an athlete like Josh Cripps can do. But that said, I think the time has come, and I don't expect him back with the Browns, and as all the reports indicate, he's expected to become a member of the Arizona Cardinals. All right, we're just getting this thing rolling. We're going to find out more about this guy named Paul Kruger, although a lot of us know a lot about him. And unfortunately, for a while, those 4 years, he's wreaked some havoc on the Browns defensively. Now it looks like he'll be doing that on behalf of the Browns to their opponents. That's coming up. Stan White from the Ravens Radio Network next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi, I'll take a chicken pizziola melt, please.
Passport, please.
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite. So I'm gonna need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get to Subway Prado to enjoy the Delizioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizziola melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This just in. Subway is introducing the new $3 6-inch Select. This March, we're kicking things off with the oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select. Yes, you heard that right. With tender, juicy chicken and crisp veggies on freshly baked bread, the oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select is available all month long as one of our March featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher or less than a Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this football free agency frenzy Tuesday. And we are going to be joined right now on the Rebel Wireless Hotline by one Stan White. He is, of course, a former linebacker in the NFL, Ohio State standout. He's an Ohio guy all the way. And he's on the Ravens Radio Network, knows a lot about this guy, Paul Kruger, who reportedly has agreed to terms with the Browns. I say reportedly, Stan, because sitting here, even in Berea, don't have the confirmation on that yet and can't say anything about that being confirmed until it's confirmed. But I'm going to go ahead now and let's talk more about Paul. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Vic. Yeah, it's been reported everywhere, and there was some talk about him, either the Colts or the Browns. So, it's just, he's a good football player. He came on. He's this is the one year he's really had an impact on the game. So, I think it's a little bit of a gamble to sign a guy that's only done it for one year. But he is a young guy, and he's improved every year. And one of the problems he had is he kept moving from position to position, from a down end. I actually moved inside to a five technique end. Then he was gaining weight. Then he lost weight to come back out to be a Sam linebacker. So he's done a lot of different things, and he's a versatile guy.
Yeah, let's talk about this, too. As you say, the impact that he made most definitely in 2012. Had a career-high 9 sacks that led the team. And then I think the thing that really was an eye-opener, that was eye-opening, but was really an eye-opener, was the 4.5 sacks that he got during the postseason. He really played his best ball when it counted the most.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He came up with big plays, strip sacks against the Colts, and big sacks even in the Super Bowl. He had a big sack on Kaepernick. So, he what really helped him early in the season, he had to play all the time. He had to be a run stopper, and it just was, it didn't allow him to do what he does best, and that's rush the passer. Once Suggs came back, and Courtney Upshaw had their top draft choice last year, had some injuries, and he came back, they could play on the rundowns a lot. Then Paul was able to be used in what he did the best, and he could save up all his energy and play for those situations, and that's when he really started becoming a real factor in the pass rush game.
Now, Stan, the Browns trying to put together with Ray Horton, they are putting together, not trying, they're putting together a 3-4 scheme, and the key to this, of course, is having those components that, especially at that outside linebacker position, that are the difference makers. And you played in this league. You played the linebacker spot in the NFL. Talk about how important it is that role, how critical that role is to making this defense work, especially in that Pittsburgh Steelers style that Ray Horton is incorporating here, and how you envision Kruger being kind of that cornerstone for it.
Well, yeah, you have to have it's a lot of tweeners, a lot of guys that are right between a rush end and a linebacker. Maybe they aren't great in pass coverage, but they can rush the passer. But they are able to drop, and Paul Kruger is that. He's able to drop. He's able to cover people. He can cover the tight end at times for short distances if you need it. So he has that versatility that you have to have to run that 3-4, because you never want the offense to know which of the 4 or 5 guys that are coming out of that front 7. So if you have versatile guys that can rush the passer against anybody, against a tackle, against a back, or they can cover a back out of the backfield or drop to a zone, they can do all those things. They are invaluable to a 3-4 defense.
Stan White from the Ravens Radio Network, former NFL linebacker, former Ohio State standout, joining us here on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As we talk about the guy that Paul Kruger is, the man that you've gotten to know over these past 4 seasons that he's been a Raven, coming out of Utah and coming, a guy, Idaho. I mean, he seems to come from that, real hardy stock, I guess, right, from the mid part or western part of the country. But in terms of personality, and when we think about what happens when a player gets really the biggest money of his life, reportedly this is a $40 million over 5-year deal, so the math says about $8 million a year. We all know those numbers have a lot of variations to them, but just looking at what the reports are saying and that he's becoming or will soon become a very wealthy man, how do you see, I know you can't predict the future, but how do you see him, based on his character, handling that?
Oh, he's got great character. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's not the type of guy that's going to, you know, not play hard because he's got money in his pocket. The only issue I might think is he might feel too much pressure from getting that money, like he has to perform, like, you know, they're depending on him because he's getting that paycheck, and he's going to try a little bit too hard maybe to do some things. But I think you'd rather have a guy trying too hard than not trying hard enough, and I think that's what you're going to get out of Paul Kruger. He's a stand-up guy. You know, I hate losing him because, you know, in our business, Vicky, there's certain guys you can go to after a bad game or a loss, and Paul Kruger was one of those guys. You know, he never shied away from you know, admitting when he made a mistake. You remember the Browns game?
Yep.
When he had a roughing the passer penalty that gave them one more play from the 15-yard line that could have tied up the game. You know, he was afterwards just said that was the stupidest play that he had. I don't think he was roughing the passer. I think he ended up in a pushing match with Joe Thomas or something like that. But it was a really dumb play at that point in the game when they had the game won. And he was the first guy to admit that afterwards. That, you know, he really almost let his team down. And he was the most relieved guy in the stadium when that last pass fell incomplete.
Looking at the way he's utilized in that, has been utilized in that Ravens defense, a guy who rushes the passer, but when it comes to run defense, not his strongest suit, at least hadn't been, I guess, before. If you could address that and how he is in pass coverage.
Well, he's not bad against the run, and he's fairly decent in pass coverage. Obviously, his strength is rushing the passer. It's just when you have to do it all, it took away from some of his his pass rushing, when he was concerned about playing the run, and it took a little bit more out of him, I think, physically, to do that, to be a three-down linebacker all the time. When they could use him and bring him in and out of the game and use him in situations, I think that's when he really shined the best. So, like I said, he can cover. You don't want maybe to let Peyton Manning know he has a tight end man-to-man, but at times, you know, you can use him to cover a tight end or a back out of the backfield, and he's done a pretty good job at that. He dropped from a three-point position his rookie year against the Steelers in overtime and intercepted a pass that won the game for him. So he's capable of making plays and, you know, dropping also.
It's not a shock when a Super Bowl team starts taking player hits, when players end up leaving that roster in free agency and going elsewhere. And I guess even less a surprise when a team invests what the Ravens have invested at quarterback, $120.6 million in a deal for Joe Flacco, to not have the room to accommodate other key contributors to a Super Bowl. But that said, these are some big hits now. You're taking Paul Kruger off the roster. Reports now that Danelle Ellerbe is a Miami Dolphin, or will be soon a Miami Dolphin. They've gotten an agreement, apparently. And then the trade sending Anquan Boldin, the arguable co-MVP, or certainly second in the voting to Flacco for the Super Bowl, heading out to San Francisco. That's three big hits for that team.
Yeah, it sure is, especially if the Ellerbe rumor is true, because that was their, you know, that was their second after Flacco. That's the guy they wanted most. So that would be a big letdown because they're really thin at inside linebacker. Paul Kruger, you know, he just happened to be, and despite the fact he had a great year, commanding that type of money, and when they have Upshaw and Suggs, and they already got that type of money invested in Suggs, it's tough to do that with two players in the same position. And, you know, the same with Anquan Boldin. You know, you decide, listen, he's 32, and, you know, can we afford to lose a couple young players to keep him at this stage? It's tough decisions, but one thing we've learned here in Baltimore is to give Ozzie Newsome the benefit of the doubt every time, because if you look at his record, he's gotten it right almost all the time.
He gets it right. My last question in about 30 seconds that we have left: how much better does Paul Kruger make the Browns?
in the scheme they're trying to put in, it makes them a lot better because you have to have those outside guys that can do both things. So it makes Ray Horton's defense a lot better to start off right away because he's got a building block, and you need those building blocks to be able to put that type of defense together. So I think it's something they had to do.
Well, we appreciate, Stan, very much that you took the time to join us and break it down for us on Paul Kruger. We look forward to talking with you down the road, my friend.
Okay, anytime, Vic.
All right, he is Stan White. Outstanding work from that man. If you listen to the Ravens radio broadcast, he provides analysis for that, has done that for a long, long time. Former NFL linebacker, former Ohio State Buckeye standout. Joining us here via the Rebel Wireless Hotline. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, you're going to hear from the quarterback, Bernie Kosar. We'll get his take on Paul Kruger and all things NFL and Browns free agency on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for $139 a month. Your choice, Focus or Fiesta, only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Tire Mania 13. For a limited time, Conrad's is pitting all the top brands against each other to bring you their best deals. And that's on top of Conrad's guaranteed lowest price out the door. Tire Mania 13. Over 50,000 tires on sale at all 33 Conrad's locations. Competing to be your best deal. Like this one. Right now, get up to $160 rebate on select sets of four Goodyear tires. Massive markdowns, huge rebates. That's Tire Mania 13. That's Conrad.
With NCAA tournament berths at stake, emotions will be riding high at the Q in Cleveland. It's the 2013 First Energy Mid-American Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Tournament, March 13th through 16th. When it swoops from the heartland, pulses will rise and hearts will race as these MAC players put it all on the line. The First Energy MAC Tournament. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, the Q box office, and all Northern Ohio discount drug marts.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you on this Free Agency Frenzy Tuesday. And parents, prep your teens for football at the next level with the new Cleveland Browns Middle School Speed, Skill, and Strength Clinic. The two-day clinic on March 22nd and 23rd is designed for 13 and 14-year-olds and is only $50. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-891-5000 to sign up today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, Bernie.
And the music can only mean one thing. The quarterback is joining us via the Rebel Wireless Hotline, Bernie Kosar. And, hey, Bernie, I'll give the backstory. You and I spoke earlier today at length, and we talked. We had our usual pretty much daily or every other day football discussion. Then you got on a plane, and I said, you know, by the time you get off that plane, there will probably be a lot of stuff happening around the league. And sure enough, a lot of stuff's happened.
Yeah, it has, and thank you, Greg, out of Liberty Ford, to have the car for me to actually be ready to go and listen.
You see, that's how this stuff works out. Well, Bernie, the one thing I know you're aware of, reports, it's not confirmed yet by the team, but many media reports from here to whatever, to the moon, have the Browns and Paul Kruger agreeing to a contract that's reportedly a five-year deal with a whole lot of money involved for Paul Kruger, not surprisingly. But not confirmed, but I'm comfortable enough about the story that it should be, or at least I'm expecting that, and I'm proceeding through the show as if it is. So I bring you on first to talk about the impact that you could see and this signing, what you think as you look at it right now, what sense it makes or made for the Browns on the very first part of free agency to swoop down and go for this guy.
Well, you know, me and you have been talking for months about the switch from the 4-3 defense to the 3-4 defense. And when you get a guy who has the athleticism and playmaking ability that Paul Kruger showed, especially at the end of the season and in the playoffs and at the end of games, that's really something that highlights out to me. And when you're able to get a guy from your division rival like that, it not only does it hurt the team that he left, it's an added bonus coming to play for us. And I think that type of leadership and that type of ability and that playmaking ability, definitely a nice, a positive move for the Browns today.
What I really like, we just had Stan White on from the Ravens Radio Network, and I know you know Stan very well. And a couple of things he said that stood out, the biggest being the character of Kruger, that the newfound, I mean, he's been a well-paid pro football player, but now being an incredibly well-paid guy by comparison, that he doesn't expect that to change him, and if it does, it would change him in a negative way. He said the only change might be that he would put a lot of pressure on himself to perform at a higher level. And, you know, Bernie, I think that speaks to this. This guy is coming off his best season sack-wise, 9 sacks. He had other career numbers during this 2012 season, but that one, of course, because that's his primary role as an outside linebacker in the 3-4 the Ravens played. And this one, 4.5 sacks during the postseason, really doing his best work for the Ravens on the way to a Super Bowl championship.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and what Stan said is definitely I concur with, because as a guy who follows the game and loves the game, I don't think any of us have anything to worry about in terms of Paul's effort and the money. I don't think at all is going to change him. And I think, to your point, he'll probably put more pressure on himself to perform and take on a leadership role even more than he did in Baltimore, because I think that's the kind of guy he is, that old school mentality, and I think it's perfect for our
community, our fan base, the way I like to think we represent ourselves, and that was going to be a domino effect for the younger guys and the leadership role as we come into the new system.
The first term that comes to my mind when I think of Paul Krueger and when I think of what this team, of course, has to have to do this turnaround thing once and for all is difference maker. And I think of him as, again, that pass rushing terror. I think of him as the guy who can change a game with just one play. He's the constant disruption, all those things that you have to have. And if we look at football as the game that is defined by quarterbacks and passing, that if you have that spot right, you're going to win more than you lose. But the next thing you better have, and that this Ravens team certainly has had and other teams that I think have been consistently successful have, is the ability to get after that outstanding quarterback that the other team has, or even the mediocre quarterback that the other team has, and make him look worse. I mean, that really is what this game comes down to.
Absolutely. The ability and being an offensive guy, liking to see offense and wanting to be able to be efficient when you're executing your offense, especially in the passing game, there's nothing that disturbs and breaks your timing and stops drives and makes turnovers than the pass rush. And when you're able to come from different spots like he is, it also opens up opportunities for other guys to get pressure on the quarterback, because opposing offenses, when they're scheming, they'll definitely be paying attention, game planning for Paul Krueger and when he's coming and that, because it's a mismatch sometimes when he gets having to be blocked by the running back. So that'll open up some one-on-ones for guys also. And again, when you're able to put pressure on the quarterback and get after him, make him throw earlier than he wants, that's how the interceptions, the fumbles, things of that nature happen.
Bernie Kosar joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, the quarterback, a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, talk with me about the championship pedigree effect here. A guy who just is fresh off of winning a Super Bowl, a guy who is going to get a Super Bowl ring very soon. He hadn't even received it yet, but whenever that ceremony is, that or do they mail it to a guy after he leaves? I don't know how they work it out, but one way or another, he's got a ring that he's going to have on his finger, and that ring and that guy who won that ring and was part of that championship effort is going to be in the Browns locker room. What effect does that really have on other players?
Well, I'm a big believer in winning breeds winning, losing breeds losing. And when you have a guy who's accustomed to winning and he expects to win, it becomes, I think, contagious. And having him in a locker room where we're a young team and he'll be a leadership role, to have that Super Bowl ring, to have in his resume the playmaking that he did, that's something that I really believe strongly in, that's a complete positive.
Another, I guess we could look at it as a positive, that it's a negative for the Ravens, a positive for the Browns, but part of this transaction, when it finally happens officially, is that the Ravens get weaker by losing this guy who gave them 9 sacks, who was this disruptive force for them, further weakened by if the reports are accurate, that Danelle Ellerbe, the other outstanding linebacker they have, ends up as a Miami Dolphin. And on top of all that, Anquan Boldin, the guy who arguably, again, was an MVP candidate for maybe no argument. Some would say he was the MVP of the Super Bowl, but certainly right in there in the conversation with Joe Flacco, who was the MVP of the Super Bowl win over San Francisco, being traded to the 49ers. That's three key pieces from a team. And as much as we say that might not be a surprise for a Super Bowl team to lose those guys to free agency or trade, that's still a big, big hit.
A huge hit. And Ozzie Newsome's done a fantastic, fantastic job there. But these are the ramifications of free agency, ramifications of a salary cap. And then sometimes now you're a victim of your own success, And I know Ozzie and the Ravens and John Harbaugh didn't want to lose those guys, but that's unfortunate with the success in the Super Bowl. And me and you have talked on the air and off the air over the last few weeks. This Joe Flacco contract, albeit deserved, here's the ramifications now. They're slowly, they were slowly happening. Now this is like a smack in the head today with losing these three guys over the last couple of days. It's going to be tough, and it's going to be incredibly tough to keep playing at the level Baltimore was playing at. And it's why I think in Cleveland, I don't like to gloat over somebody else's misfortune, but from a football standpoint, from the Browns' perspective, it's an excellent, excellent last few days for us.
And it makes you, I don't know, it makes me certainly, I'm sure it does probably the same for you, excited to think about what this 3-4 is going to produce for this team, because it's been the preeminent discussion through this offseason, and it's been a source of concern for a lot of people. A lot of hand-wringing over the idea that, hey, they're switching to the 3-4. They were a 4-3 team the past two seasons. They've drafted and acquired players for that scheme. How are they going to do this? The transitions are always tough to make, on and on and on and on. And Bernie, when I see a move like this, and then I think about what is already in place, I think this makes up a lot of ground. Now, I'm not I'm fairly certain that the Browns aren't finished adding to this front seven, and specifically to outside linebacker. They could very well go into the draft and get another guy, and that would probably be wise and prudent, because you still have the hope that I think they feel good about, that you take a Jabal Sheard from defensive end and put him in the outside linebacker. But a true compliment to a guy who's maybe more physically ready to do that job, even though, and I'm not saying Sheard is not, but Sheard has been that defensive end, and I think being an outside linebacker, we know, is an entirely different challenge, an entirely different mentality, and you probably be thinking that besides a Paul Kruger, the Browns could look to add at least one other guy of that ilk.
Well, I confidently feel with Ray Horton and being a defensive coordinator and the systems coming in, that you can never have enough guys who can get after the quarterback. And having youth and watching some of the opportunities, I know people are saying this draft, maybe at the top end isn't as sexy as the last few drafts, and the guys may not be as for sure up there, but there's a lot of depth in this draft, and there's a lot of athleticism and guys that want to get after the quarterback. And over the seven rounds and undrafted free agents, I don't think there's any doubt that we'll be looking to expand the depth in the front seven and get guys that want to get after the quarterback.
Now, we know there's going to be other moves that this team will likely make, perhaps as we speak. I know the deep thinkers, the decision makers, have been holed up in their offices all day doing this kind of stuff. Cornerback is another spot we look at. We'll see what happens there. And certainly, the potential for a quarterback to come onto this team, perhaps as, I think, at least in the competition. I don't know that they bring anyone in that will truly compete for the number one job, but I wouldn't rule it out either. So that's another possibility. I think it's just going to be interesting to monitor beyond additional defensive help what this team might do elsewhere. Tight end has been talked about quite a bit, and speculation that the Browns are looking at Jared Cook from the Titans, that they're in the market for that guy. So I just think there's a lot for us that we're going to have to talk about in these coming days and weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I as we talked again on the show the last few weeks, free agency is something that's incredibly exciting for, March right now. But I think there's always a couple cycles to the free agency. And the first couple days like today, or it'll be big moves, big contracts, but there's still a lot of depth, to your point, in free agency. And actually, I think over the next couple weeks, and when this initial rush of the stuff goes on, I think there could be some guys that add real value where you don't have to overpay and get aggressive, that you put yourself up against the salary cap. Maybe not this year, but in later years, like Flacco's contract's going to do to Baltimore, and why they're having to lose so many guys. So actually, you'll be able to look at some guys now, but then there'll still be quite a few guys over the next couple weeks to month or two that could really add value and depth to your team and your leadership.
Right, right. No, great, great point, Bernie. And we appreciate it, by the way, that you have taken the time to join us. We look forward to talking with you very soon.
Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
All right, that's like tomorrow. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, the quarterback, joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. Conversation with Tom Withers, covers the Browns for the Associated Press. We'll get more Paul Kruger reaction, discussion, free agency talk, you name it. That's next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. Hi, gang. Riz here from my club, Medina Country Club. Been a member for years. Love the family atmosphere. Get to play three of the area's top courses, Medina, Shale Creek, and the Quarry, for free. Price of one. Become a founding member and pay no initiation fees. Right now, dues not due until May 1st. And get a $400 credit. Call Michelle at 330-416-6802. Listen, it's more affordable than you think. Think Medina CC. 330-416-6802, Medina Country Club.
It's time. Your Monsters are back in action at Quicken Loans Arena. Get here to experience the energy of Cleveland hockey.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the Monsters at 4 on Sunday, March 17th. Monsters players will wear special St. Patty's jerseys, which will be auctioned off to fans. Get your Monsters St. Patty's Day tickets today, starting only $10.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, alive in Cleveland, alive in you. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
The beauty of a day like today is things just change by the minute. Reports now that Jared Cook, I mentioned him, the tight end for the Titans, who had been mentioned to be on the Browns' radar, has apparently agreed to terms with the St. Louis Rams. So that takes the former Titan, I guess, off the board for consideration for this team. But that's how this stuff goes down. It goes down that quickly, and that's just how this works. All right, we are going to go back to the Revel Wireless Hotline for this segment, which is driven by Liberty Ford. We bring aboard with us now a regular on the show, does an incredibly great job of covering the Browns and other Cleveland sports teams, but he's a tremendous member of this beat, and friend Tom Withers. Tom, how you doing, brother?
Good, Vic. I guess I can change the Jared Cook paragraph in my story. Thanks for the update.
It's that kind of day. We think in terms of paragraphs and stories that are sitting on computers, as my blog has it. The advantage you have over me is you can actually get something posted. I got to wait for the institution to say the deal's confirmed before I can hit the
button. I understand. But you know what? At least it's finally underway. It's like we were all in the starting gate there for about 3 days, and at least they've opened it up and we're on our way on the track.
Yeah, we are underway on the track. And, of course, the reports are that Paul Kruger has been the Browns have agreed to terms to have him joining this team, and the outside linebacker from the Baltimore Ravens. I want first your take on this. And the free agency sort of history of this team, right? And it's signings like this that I think make us stop and say, okay, when else have we seen something maybe this big in the free agent market for the Browns? Hasn't happened often, Tom, since free agency began. And I don't know what, you know, how far to go back or who to go back to that you really say, yep, they got this dominant difference making, you know, top line guy. Right.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're right, Vic. I can't really recall one, to be honest with you, over the last decade. And I think, you know, much like they hope Paul Kruger comes off the edge and gets to the quarterback quickly, I think, you know, the Browns and striking so quickly, you know, really sent a message. Obviously, this was an area of need, and they identified him as their top target, and they went out and got him. So, you know, you got to give him credit for that. And obviously, and I think you talked about this earlier with Bernie, you know, obviously this is a double effect here in that, you know, the Browns strengthen the young defense that's getting better and will be, you know, undergoing some transition with Ray Horton, but it also weakens the Baltimore Ravens who, you know, while coming off of a Super Bowl, are undergoing a massive change, you know, right before our eyes.
Yeah, that's such a, again, that's a great point. But I like your earlier point, too, about this being the timing of it all, how that there was or isn't wasted time here, that this new ownership, which we kept using this word, would there be a splash? Well, consider it a splash. Play, you know, cue the water sound effect. That happened, and secondly, you know, that they did this in ways that I think tell you, because it was geared toward exactly what this team needed. And on a team that's won only five games and nine in the last 2 years, we know the needs are plentiful. But in terms of this particular spot, it just underscores to me that if you're building this team back and the 3-4 defense is a big part of it, you went right for that specific area, which gives it, I think, a level of safety, if that's the right. I know there's tremendous risk with the money involved always, and guys changing teams. And you know, we saw this last year, the whole effect with Mario Williams in Buffalo was not nearly what the $100 million investment they had in him. But I think, Tom, and I don't know if you agree, but I think this speaks to doing it in a methodical yet splashy way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Horton comes in, he takes a look at that Browns roster and says, okay, if I'm going to go to some kind of multi-front formations, I need somebody who can come off the edge and get to the quarterback, and this appears to be the guy. You know, Vic, it's interesting. You know, he had a breakout season this past year, and in talking to some people down in Baltimore, they were kind of waiting for it to happen. And, you know, he's a guy that he kind of struggled his first couple of years in, but you kind of remember what defense he was joining as well. I mean, there's Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers all over that defense. So, you know, when he got a chance this year while Suggs was hurt, he made the most of it. And, you know, while he didn't get off to a great start, he certainly finished strong, you know, was huge for them in the postseason. And I don't think it can be underscored or undersold, rather, you know, how much it means to bring in guys that are winners, especially to young teams, and a guy who comes in, you know, with a brand new shiny Super Bowl ring to show everybody. So, and also, and what I've heard about Kruger is that, you know, he's a good character guy. And, you know, while some fans may dismiss that, as you know, Vic, and you've been in enough locker rooms, you know, all it takes is a couple of bad apples to ruin everything. And I think a guy, you know, like Kruger, who, you know, obviously has a great background, very well thought of by coaches and teammates. You know, that's just another positive addition for this young team.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I like what you just brought up there about the character thing and the chemistry thing, because he comes into – this is a young football team, and we can presume for the most part it's going to stay relatively young. It's not going to get dramatically older in the next coming weeks or months. But, so that said, this is a fourth-year guy or entering now his fifth NFL season, so he's right at that turning point stage, I think, of where you kind of – where I've seen it, you've seen it. You know, guys grow up as men and as players or not, but in this case it sounds like he's of good stock. And we heard earlier in the show from Stan White about this, about his – just how much he puts onto himself, his self-critical nature and so all that stuff to make himself better. And that is a good thing to balance – with younger players, right? To see, okay, this is what a guy who has helped the team win a Super Bowl looks like. This is how he acts. This is what being a professional is. All that stuff is critical.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, in what I've learned about Kruger just in the last couple of days, because it seemed like, you know, this was going to happen at some point. Learning about Kruger, it doesn't sound like he's a guy who's going to rest on his laurels. He sounds like somebody who has, you know, a very strong work ethic, who now is going to be brought in here. And, you know, as you know, Vic, and you've seen it many times throughout your years covering the NFL, you know, there's a whole new deal when you come in with the expectations that come along with a huge contract like this. And so, you know, it's going to be incumbent upon him to take on a leadership role from day one with this team. And, you know, because of the turnover of last year and, you know, no longer Scott Fujita around and, you know, some other guys that may come or go with this team, it's important to have leaders on this team. And what's better than bringing a guy who just won a Super Bowl and who was surrounded or who was part of a team that had some of the most dynamic leaders we've seen in this league in the last 20 years. So, yeah, I don't see a downside to this at all. You know, once again, you know, the Browns said, we need a pass rusher. This is the best one, or, you know, arguably the best one on the market, and they went out and got him.
And now we talk about, you know, where they go from here. I they could still certainly use that help at outside linebacker. I don't in any way discount the fact that this means you couldn't draft one with the sixth overall pick. They could still do that.
No, right? You're exactly right. I don't think this changes things all that much. And as we've seen even in the last couple hours, Vic, the market is changing by the minute.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick is released today in Buffalo. I don't think a lot of us saw that one coming. You know, the Eagles are dropping people here and there. There's all kinds of change going on. So, you know, while I think this may not necessarily mean that the Browns would take you know, an outside linebacker with that number six pick, you know, it could put them in a situation now where they want to drop down a couple spots and maybe, you know, grab another pick from somebody or try to get back into the second round of the draft. So, you know, this just adds another layer and another dynamic to what's, you know, a rebuilding process over this offseason.
Yeah, it could give them the flexibility to move down, to add the pick and go for the cornerback somewhere high or high enough, maybe in the first round. You could address that there, come back with another pass rusher in the second round or whatever. But I expect those moves. Certainly free agency could be a place that they'll look at potentially for corner help. We'll see how that all unfolds, who's still out there and who they might go for. And maybe that'll be more of the second tier position. We'll see how that. By that I mean today is when the biggest money is spent. Next 24 hours, right? Then it drops down. And I'm, as I've heard from many a person within this league, Tom, and you've heard the same thing. The drop to the next tier is going to be pretty dramatic.
Yeah, you're stepping off a cliff. You're exactly right. But I still think that cornerback, tight end are still some pretty major needs for this team, and I think they'll look at free agency, and let's not forget about a kicker. I mean, the Browns are probably going to be a market for one of those as well as a kick returner. So a lot can happen. We're still in the very early hours of this thing, and you know, I'm sure there are going to be a couple more right-hand turns before we get done.
Tom, how would you say then the perception, got a long ways to go, but just off of this type of news, And again, it still hasn't been confirmed by the team, but I'm going to take a leap of faith here. Mm-hmm. For the fan, the skeptical fan base and all the stuff that, that reasons, and people have reason to feel certainly skeptical about what this team has done.
Sure.
But what it's doing going forward, do they say now, hey, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, men of their word, because they were saying they would, the cap room was there, the money would be spent to try to make this team better.
Yeah, no, I think if you're a Browns fan, it's a very positive day. Not only do they spend money, but as we've seen in the last couple of days, look at the overhaul that's taking place in Baltimore and in Pittsburgh. I mean, the AFC North is being turned over, and I'm sure much more is going to happen in the next coming days ahead. I still think Ozzie Newsome might have something up his sleeve, though. I'm wondering what's going on there.
Yeah.
But I think if you're a Browns fan, you have to look at it as, okay, they address their number one need, check. The Steelers and the Ravens are both, you know, going in the other direction, check and check again. You know, now you move down to the next spot on your list. You know, what is it? Is it a quarterback to bring in to give Brandon Whedon some competition?
Right.
Is it finding that starting quarterback immediately? Is it finding a tight end? But I think if you're a Browns fan, you got to feel pretty good about the way the first day has gone already.
Tom, we feel good about having you on the show always, and thank you so much for your time.
Vic, anytime. Thanks, pal.
He is Tom Withers from the Associated Press, the Cleveland Bureau, covering the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNO.
It's auto show time, and the best deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deal, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart and Foodie. You always know which restaurant has the spiciest kung pao, the best pierogies. Then Discount Drug Mart and Foodie have the tastiest program for you. The Foodie Cleveland Deck, available for only $20 at the Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Center, contains 52 certificates to local restaurants, each worth $10 off your food bill. With a purchase of $25 or more, it covers a variety of neighborhoods, cuisines, and price points. Eat well, eat local. Discount Drug Mart saves you the restaurant runaround.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus Individual Health Insurance Plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for MTB's Ready to Roll. The lowest price, plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand, Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more, even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. Mounting included, balancing included, valve stem included, plus free flat repair and free rotation for the life of the tire. MTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stem, plus free flat repair and free rotation for the life of the tire. At Tire Kingdom, you're ready to roll. Get all the extras at no extra charge. Drive in or schedule service at MTB.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Hi, my name is Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care, and I want to clear up a real misconception amongst homeowners. I get the distinct feeling that some of you think that all lawn care companies are alike. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. Some of the low-cost providers will either use quick-release fertilizers or whatever their suppliers wish to dump on the market. Not a good thing. At Weedman, we use only golf course quality, time-released, granular fertilizer that meters out over 8 to 10 weeks and makes environmental sense. This means no mowing like crazy after an application and then loss of color a few weeks later, like competitors' results. We also keep product off drives and sidewalks, leave personalized notes about your lawn, move toys and pet items before treating. We've even been known to bring in a garbage can or two. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free quote. We have associates with agronomy degrees, former golf course superintendents, and over 40 years of experience in lawn care. So choose Weedman, where we care for your lawn and promises are kept. Call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com because lawn care is not all alike.
So, an exciting first day of free agency, we think. Still don't have that confirmation. I just want to say that for the record. But we've been talking about Paul Kruger and the reported agreement that he has reached with the Browns to become a Brown. So I'm still going for it as we near the end of the show. I was hoping that door, that studio door, would burst open and Neil or somebody from PR would walk in and say, yep, it's officially done, thumbs up, go for it. But that didn't happen, at least during this show, so hopefully it'll happen before the night's over. But anyway, it's a huge deal, and let's see what tomorrow brings. Hopefully it brings Paul Kruger to Cleveland. We get to meet him and talk more about him. But I think the rest of this night and into tomorrow and in these days ahead, as we discussed, it's about what will these other spots, what will happen next? It really, because we've moved on to the next thing. How else will they make this team and this defense better? And I think that's really what's on our mind. We want to thank Stan White for being part of the show, and Bernie Kosar, and Tom Withers. Gentlemen, appreciate all your help. We want to thank Drew Boatner. I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep is next. Gee, I wonder what they're going to talk about. As you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.